perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Or whatever time of day that you're listening to this. You know, it's on demand, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
On demand.
Yeah, I was going to say, and we are in demand.
Mm-hmm.
Or are we? I don't know.
Riggins has his, if you go watch the video on YouTube, Spotify, any of that stuff, Riggins has a different setup. Is that the same room you were in, or, and you just moved to a different spot, or is it a different room?
It's a different room. It's a boring story, but I'm trying to get internet in all areas of my house, and you can't just like plug the internet cord into the wall in every room. So they had to have a technician come out here, and I want to be able to get internet, you know, plugged into the modem. If that makes sense. It's not Wi-Fi. I want to be able to plug in.
Yeah.
And it's just a whole hassle. So yes, yesterday afternoon, I spent like 2 hours moving office into the old studio into the office. And suddenly in a 3-bedroom house, I don't have enough room. I'm limited with options here, and it's just me. So
yeah,
my office is going to go in the dining room, and you know, it's a whole thing.
Well, it is impossible to plug in when you have a modem that's on the other.
Exactly.
Our business manager, Adam, would always, just go plug in. I'm like, it's 3 levels down. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. In our last house, I had a cord that ran from all the way across the upstairs area from one room all the way into my office. It was a 25-foot cord, and Jody loved it.
She thought it was beautiful.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That was fantastic. But, in this new place, I'm plugged in right there across the room. But I still have that same cord.
Yeah.
50 feet of cord.
I actually had an empty trash can up against the wall with the excess cord in it. And she goes, this looks trashy.
Well,
it'd look better if you just had the cord lying in the floor.
Well, it is in a trash can.
Mm-hmm. It was a nice trash can, though.
Well, that's good.
I'm pretty sure they don't sell that decoration at Lily and Grace, a 50 foot cord inside a trash can. No. That is not good decoration.
No.
Yeah. Was it 50 instead of 25? Because you were part of the ordering process. I think you and Frank Riggins to make sure I had long enough cable.
Yeah.
But either way, it's still, I could go from my house to the Walgreens down the road, probably, with all this.
You could plug into where the internet actually starts, wherever that is.
Yeah.
I could just take it straight from the source.
Yeah. Silicon Valley.
Yeah, right. So
this is the TJ and Regan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
I don't even want to tell y'all what I did this morning. I was Mr. Lazy Man, just a sloth.
I love that.
I got up at my regular time. I went down, fixed my breakfast like I normally do. And when I got finished with breakfast, I thought, you know what? I'm running a few minutes early. I'm going to sit down in the chair here and take a 15-minute nap.
Perfect.
And I did. And then when my alarm went off after 15 minutes, I hit snooze.
Yeah. That snooze button.
I don't know why, but I have just been struggling the last, couple of mornings.
Do you think it's the, you think it's the weather, like the, you know how it's so dark now outside?
Yeah.
In the morning? I don't know.
I don't know what it is, but
you need a crystal in your life. The moon shift.
Oh,
just kidding.
You meant a girl named Crystal.
Oh, well, or that, but.
Or some crystal.
Yeah. Every time I tell one of my friends, like, I am so tired. She's like, it's the moon phase. I'm like, what are you talking I don't know. Yeah, no, she does. I make fun of her all the time. I'm like, moon phase? No, it's Lindsay's phase. I'm not sleeping.
So let me ask you, is it time for another sleep study? I mean, is that the next step?
No, I don't. I can't do another one of those. It's too much.
Okay.
And you got to, you know, they put those electrodes all over you. And I say that, but I'll probably someday end up having to do another one. I just hate it. Because the last one I did, you know, you go in, they tell you not to sleep at all during the day. You don't take a nap before you go. You need to be super tired. And then I got in there and fell asleep. And then after about an hour, they buzzed in there. We need you to roll over on your side and get, we need some data with you sleeping on your side.
God.
And then I roll over and then couldn't go back to sleep.
It kills me. I went to a sleep study with my grandmother. Did you have to take someone or was it because she was older?
Maybe she was older. I didn't have to take anybody, either one of mine.
Okay. I had to spend the night there.
Yeah.
And the beds are miserable where we went. They were like hard as a rock.
God. Yeah. It's not a luxurious experience. No. You think it might be because, you know, they want you to get the best sleep you can. You're thinking that you're going to be in one of those, what kind of beds are those that you bought your dog, Riggins?
The heavenly bed.
Yeah, the heavenly bed at what's the hotel?
The Westin.
Westin, yeah. But yeah. You know, it's not. It's like the worst dorm bed.
Yes.
Like where the mattress makes a crinkle sound every time you roll over.
Yeah. And there's no TVs or anything in there. I remember just laying in bed like, what am I going to do?
What kind of grandmother-granddaughter bonding situation is that where you go to grandma's sleep study together?
So I was in a different room, but someone had to go with her. I don't remember the story, but my mom had to work like third shift or something. So she was like, Lindsay, I need you to go. I was like, okay. Didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Mama, wake up. Let's go home.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Full of energy, full of life. That's what I am today.
It's been a tough couple of days for TJ. He's not sleeping very well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's still a good time to be a radio DJ, right? Or no?
Oh, yeah.
Still a good time. Mm-hmm. They said it's the best time to be a dating coach, though. Apparently, dating coaches are popping up all over. It's one of the fastest growing industries for entrepreneurs, I guess they call them. But one woman, she just paid $10,000 to find a man. She's 37 years old. Her name is Shirley, and she's got a great job. She's paid off all her education. She's got a cool apartment in town, and she was single. And she was like, I haven't had a date in 2 years. And she's a pretty woman. I don't know what was going on, but she hired a dating coach for $10,000. And that was 7 months ago. And she's now planning a wedding. Ah. It actually does work.
What does a dating coach do?
I'm glad you ask. Apparently for $10,000, it gets you a lot of stuff. Gets you individual one-on-one meetings, group Zoom meetings with your dating coach, 24/7 text access to your dating coach, which is wild. And they overhaul your social media profiles and they manage all the dating apps for you. So they're not like going out and handpicking people off the street for you. They're using the tools already available to everybody else. They're just maximizing, your appearance on there.
Where does the coaching part come from? I mean, if you say you're a coach, then that means you're teaching people how to do certain things. Like, is this woman teaching the client how to act, things to say, those types of things?
Yes, it they said they rely on the client's own enthusiasm and personality and rely on traditional gender roles. So it sounds like they're taking it back to the basics. Like, you're a woman, he's a man. You know what works when trying to attract a man. Let's just do it a lot, you know.
Now, you know, I have personal experience with the dating coach at our, remember the restaurant we used to endorse?
Sure.
I was there, maybe for work with Riggins, if I remember correctly. And the dating coach came up to me and asked if I would be interested in this certain type of man. And if so, it locks in a fee and meetings with them to like coach through the dating process.
Oh,
it was
God.
Wild.
And what does she charge?
I didn't even ask. I was like, oh, I'm in a relationship. Like, you know, I don't. And it was a millionaire thing. I do remember her saying it was like a all the men were.
Thing.
Yeah. And that did, you know, intrigue me for like 1 second. Then I was like, wait, what am I doing?
Stop. Yeah.
But yeah, she would like coach through meetings like twice a month and do all this stuff.
They did point out they're not licensed therapists, exactly. Although you can have some sort of, they help you work through your problems. I don't know how they're going to do that, but they are not therapists. And a lot of people are being critical of this woman saying, listen, you pay $10,000 for a man that can still walk out on you. He can still cheat on you. And she's laughing all the way to the altar. She said, well, guess what? I'm married now. So it worked.
But you know what? It's the same thing. You said, well, hang on, we got to take a break. But yeah, I got a couple of more questions on this. So we'll get to that next. Hang on.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now back to the TJ and Riggins show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, so Riggins was talking about this woman that paid $10,000 for a dating coach, and the dating coach worked with her for a few months, and now she's engaged. And what did the women say that were criticizing this woman?
One of the top comments was, girl, you paid $10,000 for a man that can still walk out on you and can still cheat on you. Could never be me. You know.
That makes no sense. You could say the same thing if she met the guy on Tinder. You met a guy on Tinder and you fell in love with him and all, and he could still walk out on you and cheat on you. I mean, that makes absolutely no sense to me. But the other thing is that, okay, so she's got a coach. She's been having a hard time meeting a man, and she gets a dating coach, and the dating coach tells her how to act, teaches her how to attract the man. So now they're getting married. Don't you think that he's going to end up pretty soon seeing that he got a bait and switch kind of thing?
How so?
Well, she's not going to continue acting the same way. She's been putting on, I would think she's been putting on an act in order to attract him, you know?
Yeah. I get that.
Well, the dating coach says they're just trying to bring out the best qualities that already exist in the client.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly what that means, but it sounds like they said there's a lot of self-care routines involved. So it's like, you know, I got a feeling like there's mantras like I'm good, I'm the best, I'm pretty, I'm worth it, I'm valuable. So I don't know exactly.
Shave your legs, like let's be normal here, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a reason why if she's pretty and successful and she's got great qualities and all that, there are reasons why she hasn't found a guy yet.
Yes.
And hopefully what I'm saying is the coaching will take effect and change her, whatever was keeping her from getting a man, and not just mask it and change her long enough to get the guy. And then after that, go back to what it was that was repelling them.
Yeah. She's like, I already got a man. I don't need to shave.
Yeah.
Fine. I don't have to wear deodorant. He's here.
But that you could say that for every relationship. No one is the same when you start dating as you are 5 years
true,
in.
But when you're that old, you're going back to your ways. I mean, like, there's no, you know, you haven't changed. You're 37. How old did you say?
37.
Yeah. Like, she's, yeah. For that couple months that she, it didn't change her life.
Well, and I just, I just love the fact that anybody can call themselves a coach.
Yeah.
You know,
and make hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I'm a dating coach. I can't call myself a therapist. I guess you could call yourself a therapist as long as you're not calling yourself a licensed therapist. Yeah. You know, like I could say I'm an unlicensed therapist. As a matter of fact, I do say that.
I think you have. I think we put that on a t-shirt one time.
Whoops.
And one other interesting thing, the dating coach is a guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That changes everything in my head.
I know.
Gay?
I don't know.
Huh.
Would you trust a gay dating coach more than a straight one?
Yes.
If you're a woman?
Oh.
If you're gay?
If you're gay, yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yes, yes, yes. There is an article in thepeople.com, which, you know, I'm not a big fan of People magazine, but this is not about celebrities, so it's a pretty interesting thing. This woman had written into Mumsnet, whatever that is. Y'all know what that is?
Yeah, it's a British publication.
Okay. Well, she said that she's fed up with splitting restaurant bills with her quote unquote larger friends who order more food than she does.
Wow.
And now they're calling her out for fat shaming.
That's funny. I mean, it's funny.
Yeah. I mean, saying it out loud is different than thinking it, because I get it. I mean, she shouldn't have to pay for their food.
Yeah. It would be the same as if you have somebody who doesn't drink.
Yes.
And you go out with three of your friends and they all drink, you know, cocktails, and then the bill comes and you split it four ways. Well, that's not fair.
That's happened to me when I was pregnant. Obviously I wasn't drinking. And so now I'm aware of not to do that. I'm like, okay, she's not drinking. Let's get our drinks. You know?
Yeah. So what's the difference? Just because, you know, they're fat and they're eating a lot more than she does.
They're making it sound like they're ordering like a Thanksgiving meal, like two entrees. There's no way that's happening. Well, this sounds like a catty woman trying to say, I'm skinnier than my friends. I mean, give me a break.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be that much. Like, what if they're ordering like a couple apps and then like two meals themselves? I mean, you don't, I mean, it doesn't have to be like a crazy amount, but like, that's more than what you eat, you know?
Yeah, or maybe this woman only eats an appetizer, and they order appetizers and entrees.
Yeah,
you know,
and dessert.
Yeah, she really is getting the short end of the deal here.
I get it.
You know, she's like, they are heavy eaters. I eat like a bird.
She needs to get new friends.
Yeah, really. You're just not made for that friend group, it sounds like. And plus, why are they eating so much British food anyway? It's like, figure it out. Like
I'm tired of paying for my fat friend.
Yeah.
Crazy.
If she hadn't have described them as larger, nobody would have had a problem with it.
That's it. You nailed
it. She would have just said, I go out. I'm not a big eater. My friends eat a lot more than I do. And it's not fair that I have to split the bill evenly with them.
That's it.
People would have been like, well, you need to speak up. You need to tell them. No, you're perfectly fine. But describing them as quote unquote larger then everybody asked, like, oh no, fat shaming.
Yeah. Should have never said that word.
I just started asking for separate checks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't need to tell the whole internet that you've got a bunch of fat friends. They're eating a lot. I mean, this is crazy.
Tagging them in the post.
In the beginning, hey, we're going to need separate checks because I'm not paying for these fat bees to eat tonight.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, Riggins, tell the peoples how to like and subscribe stuff that will help us out.
Yeah, sure. So you can subscribe to our show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spreaker. We're all over the place. Just head over to tjriggins.com and make sure you like our Facebook page. Follow us on Instagram at TJ Riggins Show. It really would help us out a lot.
Straker?
Spreaker.
Spreak. Okay.
Yeah. Spreaker. Yeah. It's a podcast platform.
Oh. Yeah. Act like you don't know that, Lindsay.
I don't. You know, I don't.
I saw at first one of, I thought was the stupidest videos I've ever seen on the internets. And then I thought of our dearly departed friend Ace, who used to say, that's what the internet is for. Or what is, that's what social media is for.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous things. It was a guy who was breaking the record for the most fist bumps in 30 seconds. And there was an assistant standing there, the one who was getting bumped. And he had his hands crossed and his fist out like that. And then the other guy was standing in front of him, just. And it was almost vulgar looking. He was going so fast. And then you could hear.
Oh, yeah. How many did he get? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he was telling him, move to the left. Go ahead. Okay, right. 424 fist bumps in 30 seconds.
Hell yeah.
Kidding. That's a lot.
Yeah, but he's doing two hands, like alternating his fist like that. Now, here's the thing. How is there even a record for that? A lot of times that's what I'm wondering. Who knew there was even a category for the most fist bumps in 30 seconds? I mean, wouldn't one be the first record?
I think so.
And who was counting?
They have to have video proof and all that. So he had a camera on his head, like a GoPro strapped to his head. And then he had somebody else videoing from the side.
Okay.
You know, because they have to be able to document it at Guinness and count every one of them.
Wow.
What a dork. I mean, you got a GoPro strapped to your forehead and you're just like fist bumping your friends.
It's like, what's the coolest thing we could get a world record for?
But it's not even like they shouldn't even count that as the record because a fist bump is like a handshake.
Yeah.
You know, so you should have to just go down the line fist bumping other people.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what a real fist bump is. Not just pounding each other like your rock 'em sock 'em robots or something. Just, you know, hitting hands. Yeah. That shouldn't count.
No. I'm getting to the age where this just sounds painful. I'm like, oh, my poor old knuckles would be sore.
Yeah.
I'm not joking you. I just hurt myself a minute ago trying to do it. It's like, ow.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Oh, now trending, now pending, whatever. All of the top stories.
Whatever. Well, it is National Grouch Day. That was a little grouchy, TJ. I don't mind telling you. But it is, I don't know what you're supposed to do for National Grouch Day, but I could see myself becoming a grouch sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife said I've been there for 20 years already.
Is that right?
Yeah.
She's a grouchy old man.
Well, I think naturally you just get grouchier when you get older.
Well, I think you just get wiser and you see how screwed up things are more than when you're young. I think that's what happens.
Totally agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's more offensive to you, the grouchy part or the old man part, or neither?
Neither.
You don't care.
I don't care. Who cares what she thinks?
Yeah, I agree.
The only thing that's not good is fat.
You're right.
The only thing.
You don't want to be a fat old grouchy man. Yeah.
Fat old perv.
Yeah. Grouch. I'll take perv over fat any day.
Now, Lindsay, you're from the country. Do you call your husband my old man?
No.
Okay.
No.
Like, that's my old man. He doesn't call you my old lady or anything like that.
No. I don't know if we're there yet.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think you will be unless he joins a biker gang anytime soon.
Yeah. My old lady.
My old lady. Taylor Swift in the news earlier this week on Good Morning America. She announced her Eras Tour docuseries. So that's coming out later this year. It's going to be a show based on her, you know, stadium tour. Just milking this thing for everything it's worth. And that docuseries will be followed by another movie that will be released into theaters at the end of the year. And it's called The Eras Tour, The Final Show.
It's like, do you need more money? Do you need anything? Are we just, we're just putting stuff out to be putting stuff out.
I'm going to tell you what she's doing. She is capitalizing on her fame at the level that it's at because she knows that it is soon going to be gone.
Yeah. Yes.
Taylor Swift is on her way out of the spotlight.
Really?
I feel like when she gets in her 40s or turns 40, it's going to go, you know, and that's soon, right?
Yeah. Well, when she gets married and, has a baby or whatnot. I think even just getting married is going to change the way her fan base looks at her. She's already changed her music around, like this latest album people are not happy with. And so I think the next thing for her is going to be a residency in Vegas.
The next thing? Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, it'll be a while. But yeah, once she gets married and, you know, all that, her career is not going to be what it is now.
Yeah.
And I think that's the cycle. I mean, I don't think, mm-hmm. I think that's completely normal.
Yeah. But I think now she's just trying to get squeeze the last little bit of being the queen of fame out of what she can get. Just.
Yeah. I think that is probably the pop star life cycle. You have a huge career, you end up getting married and you have babies and then you go and still be successful just at a different level. That might sort of be, might be it.
Well, squeeze, honey, squeeze. Squeeze it all out.
Squeeze it all out while you can. Love that capitalist mentality for Taylor Swift. So we'll have more updates as they arrive. We've got a viral story you're going to love coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Good morning. Make sure you go to tjriggins.com, like and subscribe to all of our stuff there on the social medias. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and that's also where you can find the link to TJ and Jody's House. That's a podcast that happens every Monday on all major podcast platforms. And it's also up on YouTube every week. So you can go watch the actual reaction when Jody is listening to TJ talk about some of his favorite foods. And watch her look on in just complete disgust as you talk about how much you enjoy pizza or used to enjoy pizza. That was my big takeaway from the podcast this week. TJ went into detail about going to Nashville and kind of stepping off the diet for a second. And he said, you know, I had this piece of pizza and it didn't make me melt like it used to. And her reaction, Jody's reaction, was quick and concise. She went, "Well, that's surprising because it used to make you melt."
Yeah. And I saw the clip that you posted of that. And for some reason, my face looked as fat as it always has. So it didn't make any sense for me to be talking about losing weight and all when I still look fat as a pig.
Yeah.
It doesn't look as fat on this show as it does on that one. I don't know what it is.
I don't think you look fat, but I do want to mention what I did notice about it is that it's super up close. I think whoever's cropping or doing the,
it's just me.
Okay. Just zoom it out a little bit. I think it's super. And maybe that's why you think you look bigger.
Well, it's a two shot instead of a one shot, as they say in the business. But I watched that clip the other day and when you posted it, Riggins, and you know what I came to the decision to do? Never video TJ and Jody's house again.
There you go.
That could be
good.
Riggins is okay with that.
Just only do it on audio because if my face is still going to look fat, then it makes no sense for us to be talking about my being on a diet because people will be like, what is she talking about? He's a fat, you know what?
Well, you can be on a diet and still be fat.
You're not though.
Well, wow. I am still fat, but I have a long way to go, but it looks like that, you know, that I've had no success.
Do you still cover up your screen when you're recording that show?
No, I turn it all the way off now. I don't know why I didn't think of that before. I black it out with the brightness. I don't know why I thought throwing a towel over it to cover it up so you don't keep looking at the screen instead of the camera. You know, like, well, you know what? I can just dim it all the way down and we can't see. There's no need to put a towel over it.
But so that might
end them.
That might help give you some perspective though, because whether you zoom in or crop it, I don't know that it's going to have that much effect. But I'll take a look and make sure we don't do that again.
It's just like the same distance as like our show. I mean, I know it's just two people, but.
Yeah, but I mean, it is what it is. And I mean, if I still look fat, then one, we'll either not talk about my being on a diet anymore or just not video it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, and those six people that watch it will be a little disappointed.
Well, that's the TJ I know and love, though. Just putting a kibosh on the whole thing, you know?
That's it.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, thank you. So, we don't have all the details yet. We are about to get the details, but Lindsay said that she has more pumpkin blank to do this weekend.
Ish.
So you went to a pumpkin patch and spent the entire day this past Saturday.
Yes.
So what kind of pumpkin stuff are you doing now?
Get ready, buckle up, because it's a lot more than that. So Saturday, I have a Halloween dress up, adults dress up too, first birthday. Wrap your head around it. Wrap it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. One of my best friends, y'all know Mayor, she's obsessed with Halloween. Her son's turning one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spooky one.
Oh.
And so everyone's dressing up. Okay. So that's mid-morning to afternoon. Then my good friend invited me to a witches only party where you have to wear black and witchy vibes. And it's at night. So girls only.
Yeah. Okay.
Witches only. And then Sunday. So one of my other really good friends is the marketing director for the Bougie Mall here, and they're doing a Halloween pumpkin party day for kids. And I told her I'd go to that. So it's a long weekend.
So how many costumes do your kids have for Halloween?
So they only have one because I spent so much on Delilah's that I'm making her wear it like to everything, which I know isn't like me. I know where you're going with this because normally we get like a couple outfits.
Mm-hmm.
But she wanted something kind of pricey, so I'm just making her wear it to everything.
Kind of pricey.
Now, Brooks only wants to be a Ninja Turtle, so he is only doing that. But with his outfit came all four colors of the Ninja Turtle mask, you know, so he'll probably switch that up.
Okay. But, what is Delilah? What is her costume?
Okay. Y'all know K-pop, right? K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah.
That. And it was like $75. I'm like, I can't even, I actually should cry about it because that's ridiculous. But I was like, you're wearing it like five times. Like,
but did it come from Korea though? Is that why it was so expensive?
I don't know. I mean, possibly. It's taken a while to get here. So yeah, probably. Yeah. I bought some of it at walmart.com, some of it on Amazon, but you know, it comes from all.
Yeah.
So. It's going to be a fun weekend, guys. Kyle's looking really forward to it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's thrilled that the one thing is witches only.
Yes, but he's not thrilled about the other two things.
Okay. He's like, got to go to the other ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm making him go.
So he's even going to have to go to the mall, that whole thing. Don't make him do that.
Oh, I'm making him. He had a little golf situation last week and I'm making him.
All right. Hang on. We'll get into this more next week.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Okay. Lindsay was just telling us about all the activities that she's doing this weekend. It's all Halloween themed stuff. She's got a one-year-old's birthday party to go to where the adults wear costumes as well. She's got a witches only party where she has to dress up like a witch and go to a party. That's just women. And then there is a kids day kind of thing at the mall. And so her husband is going to the 1 year old birthday party and then the thing at the mall on Sunday. And I think that's horrible.
Yeah.
That you're making him go to those two things.
Well, you know what I think is horrible? When he golfs and I have to go to stuff by myself with the kids that I need help with. I think that's horrible. So,
well, you know, I don't mean to use the word golf as a verb because most, you know, I'm too Southern for that. So when he goes to play golf, is it work related?
Last weekend was not.
Okay.
October is a heavy month for, if you're a member of like a club, they do a lot of tournaments, you know.
Yeah.
September, October, I hate those months. I dread them every year because they have something, then they have another thing, then they have a championship, and then it's like, you know, so it's too much. But
yeah,
he did that last weekend, and I honestly need help at that pumpkin patch. That was a lot. I had kids going everywhere. Like, it's a lot. But I let him do it. But he's not getting out this weekend. No, sir. Mm-mm.
So what is he going to be doing, especially at the mall thing?
Watching one of the kids.
And he has to dress up in a costume to go to the one-year-old birthday thing?
Well, supposed to. Is he? I don't know. I'm not sure what we're doing for that. We're not doing a family costume this year. So possibly not dressing up, but still going.
Hmm.
I'm sure he's going to hear about that from the hostess with mostess.
Yeah, I think the requirement to wear a costume is worse than having to go to, you know, the other event. I mean, I get it. The dad helping with the kids at these events and all. I was, you know, kind of joking with you about that, but no, wearing a costume.
Yeah.
And also the Sunday thing.
Yeah. Well, now.
Oh God, shoot me.
I will say if we did have a family costume, I would make him wear it, but we don't. We don't this year. I think the ship has sailed because they both want different things, you know, which is fine. But Brooks looked at me yesterday and said, "Mom, do you want to be the Lady Ninja Turtle?" I was like, "No, I don't."
Yeah. Yeah. You need to put on an unflattering costume.
Yeah.
Looks like a round shell.
Right. We saw a girl's Ninja Turtle at Walmart and he's like, "You should get that."
You should.
Oh, God.
So, Riggins, what do you think?
I think she's going to enjoy punishing him by taking him to the mall and doing all these extra activities. I think she wants to punish him more than she actually needs help from him.
Yeah. Because women keep score on these types of things. Men don't. Men don't say, "You have to go off with your friends and us, so I'm owed a night." Men don't do that.
Right.
Women do.
I'm punishing him all week, so.
A little. You don't even care.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
The TJ and Reagan Show is sponsored by the Temple Team, real estate professionals who understand that buying or selling a home is a life-changing experience. And the Temple Team always puts their clients first. Learn more about the Temple Team at tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
And our own little witch. Riggins.
Aren't male witches wizards? Warlocks. Warlocks, yeah.
How did I know that? I don't know.
I wouldn't mind being a warlock. Well, no, I would. That's not cool. Don't be a warlock. No. I'm a good Christian man. I don't do that. Although I would love to put a spell on Lindsay.
To do what?
I don't know, make you fall in love with me or something.
Oh.
Although I don't know if I need a spell to do that. Probably just a bottle of, you know,
tequila.
Yeah.
Middle shelf.
That'll work. So the Baldwins are in the news this week. I don't know if everybody's seen this. Ilaria Baldwin got kicked off Dancing with the Stars earlier this week. And she said, "I was bullied off of there." I don't think you understand how Dancing with the Stars works. But a lot of people are saying she was bullied by social media.
Well, because you suck. I mean, what?
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
It was she bad?
Yeah. I mean, but honestly, you've got to expect that going on the show. Like, you know what you're in for.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's such a drama queen.
She is. And she's kind of unlikable. She's obviously married to Alec Baldwin, who is unlikable in his own right. But she says she gets bullied a lot, but a lot of people accuse her of making up a fake accent and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then she gets kicked off Dancing with the Stars, blames bullying. And then Alec Baldwin just wrecked her Range Rover, drove it straight into a tree earlier this week.
Yeah. And his brother was in the car with him too. Steven, which is who is Justin Bieber's father-in-law.
It's Steven? Okay. I never remember if it's Daniel, Billy, Steven, Franklin. Yeah, Steven. I can't remember.
Steven is the good one. Yeah.
Now, was he drinking and driving? Did that ever come out, or he just?
I think he says that he got cut off by a garbage truck, and that's what caused him to hit the tree. So it doesn't appear that any alcohol was involved or anything like that. But you know, the hits keep coming for the Baldwins, especially Alec Baldwin. I mean, he's having a tough go of it lately, and he's got like 10 little kids at home with Ilaria. So. Yeah, he's burning the candle at both ends.
And isn't she a yogi?
Yes.
I believe so. Believe so. Beautiful. Beautiful, but a little wacky, I think.
Always wanting sympathy.
Sorry. Yeah.
She would have to be wacky to want to be married to him.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. Totally. Taylor Swift in the news this week. She announced her Eras Tour docuseries coming to Disney Plus later this year. So continuing to make a profit off that massive stadium tour. So Taylor Swift is one of the top trending topics. And then today is National Esthetician Day. So that is somebody who puts people under before surgery.
No.
That's a skincare person. Like a, they do facials and.
Got it. Got it. I always get those confused. Esthetician and.
Anesthesiologist.
Anesthesia. Right. Okay. One, they're both super important, but I would say one is a little more important than the other.
A lot more important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Today it's the skincare experts getting celebrated today, which is kind of fun.
Yay.
But aren't anesthesiologists doctors? Don't you call them doctor?
Yes. And they make tons of money.
Oh, they're also the ones that give you the epidural, Riggins. Yes. That's why women love them.
Yes.
I get that. I understand it now completely. That is pretty important. Yes. They deserve whatever title they want. They can probably have it. There's a war brewing in one couple's house, and I want to hear TJ and Lindsay's opinions on it. We'll get to it coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
You're listening to the most important radio show in the world.
The world. world.
You can make the argument that your night show is more important in that you're delivering sort of societal advice in a way.
Yeah. Cultural analysis.
Cultural analysis, probably a better way to say it, but that's like that.
I made that up.
That's good. That's pretty good.
But are laughs more important? Sometimes.
Every once in a while, sure.
Here and there, you know.
Sometimes you just got to laugh about it.
Yeah. My night show has been described as delivering pinpoint political and cultural analysis with wit and Southern charm.
Love that.
Now, I can't say who describes it that way, but it's been described that way.
A very intelligent person.
That's great when all the accolades come from one source. Yeah,
nobody knows me better than I do. So, you know, what a great critique.
Yeah. Love it.
Speaking of, did I hear you say you were going to ban, you were figuring out a way to ban people that were texting you on that show?
Yeah. I found out yesterday from one of the other hosts that you can just block people who you just don't like when they text into the studio text line.
Perfect.
And I had been told that you can block them, but it's only for 24 hours and then they can get back in. And he said, no, that's not right. He said, you can just block them permanently. So what I want to do is I want to go and block people who are complimentary of the other shows. Cause I can see what other people, what their texts are too.
Yeah.
It's just a constant feed. So just to, just to be a turd, I was going to go, and if somebody texts a lot and they're complimentary about just like, say, the morning show, and I would have them blocked, just, I don't know, for the fun of it.
That's funny.
Yeah. But I wouldn't do that. I was just kidding. But and, yeah, and the people that send all those nasty ones to me, the ones that just, I know the same ones every night that just start in because they want attention. I don't mind people being critical, but it's just that type of person that just constantly, just before I even get on the air, start texting me insults and stuff because they want attention. Those are the ones that I'm blocking.
Yes.
I already have. I blocked them last night.
Do you suspect that it's a guy or a woman?
I think one of them is a woman.
Really?
Yeah. And I even left a message going, well, I hope you've enjoyed your last night of texting me because you're about to be blocked.
Perfect. Yeah. Cause God, what a loser. They have nothing better to do.
Yeah. And again, I don't mind if somebody's being critical and all that, but it's just when all they want to do is just sit cause they want attention. I'm going to call him a, you know, stuff I can't repeat on the air, and he's a this and you're a, you know, that kind of stuff. And they don't offer any argument for, you know, whatever point they're trying to make.
Yeah.
Then yeah.
You know what that is, they're not smart. I mean, that people just throw out, you know, cuss words and no argument. They don't, nothing's going on up here.
Yeah. Right. And then, I know it bugs them to be blocked. So that's funny.
Yeah. Thank God it works longer than 24 hours. That's the worst blocking mechanism ever. It only works for 24 hours. Yeah. What? I blocked you.
Why would somebody have that feature?
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So it's tonight, Lindsay Looks thing.
Yeah, Lindsay Looks, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Facebook Live, YouTube. Where else? I don't know. Everywhere. I'm everywhere.
Sonograms. Airports.
Billboards.
Yeah. So that is you're talking about just stuff.
Just stuff, you know? I actually have some new products I'm going to share, and people are going to love them. Love them.
So it's makeup and stuff like that?
It's kind of a little bit of everything.
But feminine products?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they say feminine products and they're referring to one thing, but anything that a woman uses to look more feminine would be considered a feminine product.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
So, Lindsay, I was wondering, would you ever want to go on a ride along with a police officer at, you know, on the night shift? You know how they do that? A citizen ride along?
Yeah. I think it'd be cool for like a minute.
Yeah.
And then calls come in. I'm under pressure. I'm sweating. We're on a high-speed chase. I tuck and roll out of the car. I don't know.
You end up going to a situation where there's something dangerous happening, and yeah, that would be kind of scary. Would you do that, Riggins?
No, I have no interest at all. I have so much respect for what law enforcement does. I wouldn't want to go with a firefighter either.
Yeah.
They're going right into danger. I spend my whole life trying to avoid danger at all costs.
Now, if you remember me having to jump out of my dad's car, he was taking me to dance, and he got a call. I don't even remember how this went down. I was so young, and he was flying, dropped me off at dance, was like, get out. I gotta go.
Yeah. Lindsay's dad's a retired U.S. Marshal.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you rather go on a ride along with a cop in a dangerous city, or go on a ride along with the guy that I follow on social media that goes and catches rattlesnakes when they find them on their property and stuff? The snake wrangler.
I'm going with the cop. I went with the cop. You can't be thinking about that, Riggins.
Yeah, that's tough for me. I think I'm going with the snake wrangler. Yeah. Because I believe he's going to be in between me and the snake. I'm not getting in the snake's face, but yeah. A criminal might have a gun and he could shoot me too.
Yeah. And the guy, once he catches the snake with his big tongs, he puts it in a bucket and put the lid on it. So, you know, the snake's not, as long as you're not walking up on the snake, would you stay in the truck? Riggins?
Yeah. I wouldn't
get out of the truck.
I would be in the truck. I'd be in the truck probably, you know, messing up my shorts, you know.
Because if you get out, then there's a chance. I would be worried that there's another one that he's not seeing. He's focused on this one over here, and then there's another one coming up behind me.
So you're picking the cop too, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, obviously. Uh-huh. It's you cray.
Now, especially if he's going to catch cottonmouth snakes, because they travel in pairs.
Oh my God.
What? Mm,
yeah.
Oh God.
And baby.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. Oh yeah, oh yeah. with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Thank you. So this weekend, I don't think I have anything scheduled to do. Like every weekend for the past month or so, I've had things on the calendar that we've had to do. And I think this weekend is going to be clear. And then the next weekend is mine and Judy's anniversary.
Oh, ooh. What are you guys going to do?
We'll probably just go to a mountain town for dinner, or maybe even more likely we'll go for Leonard. Yeah. We don't want to be out too late. Sure. But our anniversary is the 22nd. And so our anniversary is not on the weekend. It's right before the weekend.
And what year is this? This is going to be what? 30?
31.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah.
Been married to that old bird for 31 years. Good 30. Lord.
That's a long time.
Oh, it is. Every day of it.
Do you kind of laugh when like Lindsay talks about marriage and stuff like that, knowing she's only been married 7 years?
Yeah.
It's like, you haven't even started it yet. Like,
yeah. I'll tell you the difference, but what do you think, TJ?
I honestly don't think about it because it doesn't seem like I've been married that long. You know, it doesn't seem like I've been married 31 years. And I guess that's part of being old as well. And maybe some of it is because of my keen memory skills, where I still see images and all for the rest of my life of things that has happened, things that have happened in my life. So the fact that I can pull up those pictures in my mind at any time, even when I'm not trying to, it makes it seem like it wasn't that long ago. You know, I don't know if that makes sense or that's just, crazy sounding.
No.
But yeah, if somebody is, that's why I always say, Ring, is I can't learn anything from young people. Young people aren't going to teach me anything. That's mainly a joke, but other than that, it's just the experience does give you a lot more, in-depth perception of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't discredit anything that Lindsay says about being married or whatever, just because it's been 7 years.
Because it's the worst. No, I'm kidding. No, I just think because you got married so young.
Yeah, I did. And Jody hadn't even made 15 yet when we got married.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah, and as the kids say, don't get it twisted or sleep on it.
Please don't sleep on it. I've got weak bones. Please don't sleep on me. I can't handle it. I bruise easily.
Brittle bone.
That's right. MTV is trending today. They're shutting down 5 of their channels. I didn't even know MTV still had all those channels. But it's like MTV 80s, MTV 90s, MTV rockin', MTV music video. So again, I didn't know those existed, but they're shutting 5 of them down because nobody wants that much MTV anymore.
Yeah.
Who watches any MTV anymore?
Great point.
Do young people watch MTV? I know my children don't.
I don't know what kind of programming they have on there. Is it still reality shows? Because I know they don't play music videos or anything like that. So I'm assuming it's just reality shows that air all day. But yeah. on MTV 80s and 90s, I think it is. I think it's like old school throwback music videos.
Huh.
So, yeah, they're shutting that down. A couple of them, 5 of them. The Baldwin's in the news. Alec Baldwin wrecked his wife's car, her Range Rover, into a tree. Lindsay was asking earlier, was alcohol involved? It doesn't appear so. So Alec Baldwin, in the news again. That guy, you know, he's had some unfortunate incidents in his life, including killing that producer on the set of his movie Rust, which he was just cleared of. But yes, tough time. And he's got all those little kids at home. So that guy's in his 60s. He's rich. I don't know what's going on over there.
Those poor kids, though. Ugh.
Right.
They got that weird mama. And then that just, in my opinion, a dad who appears to be psychotic at times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just like, poor children.
Mm. Yeah, I get it.
They can't help but turn out to be weirdos.
Well, that's the thing. They're breeding weirdos.
Yeah. And then today is National Cheese Curd Day. Again, I've never had a cheese curd, but I know people that like them, love them. And it is definitely a Wisconsin thing, right? That's where cheese curds came from.
Yeah, that area. But the thing is that it's a lot like a fried mozzarella. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of that.
It's good.
Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know people talk about, a good cheese curd when it squeaks when you bite into it.
I hate that.
Now that's like not fried, you know, that's just regular cheese curds. And I love that squeak.
Really?
Love it.
That's why I don't like fancy restaurant green beans, because they squeak in your mouth when you eat them. Because they're not, they're al dente.
Yes.
Ugh. No, thank you. More next.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it. This is TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Riggins Show is sponsored by the Temple Team, real estate professionals who understand that buying or selling a home is a life-changing experience. And the Temple Team always puts their clients first. Learn more about the Temple Team at tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, just being performers. That's all we're doing is performing.
That's right. On the radio and on YouTube, make sure you go follow the show at TJ Riggins TV on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss a new show when it gets posted. One thing I've been wanting to talk about for a couple of days, but I've forgotten to mention it. One interesting thing about Lindsay, TJ, is that you can announce like a well-known store in our area, sort of in the Charlotte metropolitan greater area. And Lindsay will have a story about how she discovered a boyfriend cheating on her there. And it doesn't matter. Like you could say, oh, you know that, like that Panera Bread up there near South Park Mall. And she goes, that's where I found out my boyfriend was cheating on me. Or that's where I saw that girl that was cheating on, that my boyfriend was cheating on me with. I mean, every single place.
Yes.
She has a story, a horrible story about one of her ex-boyfriends cheating on her.
Yes. I think it's because I'm from this area. So like I'll have flashbacks from like high school. I'm like, and this girl pulls up in her 1992 Camry, like, you know.
So how many boyfriends cheated on you?
Well, not. Let's see. Well, okay. Let's do some math here. Okay. My high school boyfriend, one of them. One of my college. So let's say three.
Okay. Three. Okay. But did one of them cheat on you multiple times?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm thinking of this. Oh, I have the best story. I had a dream about this the other night. A girl came to cheerleading practice in high school. I was a senior. She was a sophomore. It was a JV varsity practice. And she said, Lindsay, I just want to tell you, I hooked up with your boyfriend last night. And I went, I'm sorry. I started crying. I was like, this. And I like ran out of practice. And my cheerleading coach like ran after me. And I was like, I'm leaving. Don't try to stop me. It was so dramatic.
That really happened, and then you had a dream about it happening the other night?
I had a dream about that scenario. I don't know. I laugh about it now. I think it's crazy. But I drove to this boy's house, and I like threw his stuff out the car. Like, I was so dramatic. It was like a music video.
What do you think it is about you that makes guys want to cheat on you?
Well, I think it was just the age and the time. And I always liked a bad boy, always. Yeah. Like, it never picked like a good person ever.
I got you.
My mom would always be like, why do you like bad boys? I'm like, I don't know, Mom. Just something about them.
Yeah, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.